From eternity past, God writes his story across the heavens, and now in our deepening darkness, a light shines. Here is the visible image of the invisible God. In him is life, and his life is the light of all people. The one who existed before all things comes to us as a helpless child. O Word eternal, in you there is no darkness at all. Your light is shining from a stable in Bethlehem. The kingdom of God has come to us at last. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined.
A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel.
But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out from you will come forth one who will be the ruler of Israel.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Thank you.
chosen, chosen to bear the Son of the Most High, the light of the Holy One inside me. I rejoice, for God has seen me. I have been empty, but now I'm filled. I have been poor, but now I'm rich. The proud cannot boast, for this gift has come to the humblest of God's servants. The unchanging one has changed me. Oh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I have been carried by you all my days. How can it be that I carry you? Now I am truly alive, alive with longing for you, my Lord, my King, my Savior, my child.
My soul proclaims the Lord my God. My spirit always sings his praise. He looks on me, he lifts me up, and gladness fills my days. My soul proclaims the Lord my God.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. O blessed are you, Bethlehem, city of David. Though you are small among the thousands, you alone have provided shelter for the King of all kings.
Thank you.
There were shepherds out in the fields that night. They were keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, the sky split wide with light, and 1,000 stars seemed to fall into the darkness.
Unto you is born this day a Savior.
Stars announcing a Savior? No, not stars. Angels blazing their light into the sky.
Who is Christ the Lord?
The Christ? How can this be?
This will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
A sign? From God?
Yes, from God. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace. Peace to the people with whom he is well pleased.
And there, between the darkness and the light, they found him, the baby, the Christ, the Savior.
God is born on earth tonight. Hush, do not awaken him. His journey has been so long, See his mother, how she gazes at him. Uncommon child, so very common. A spark of light surrounds them, the flame pushing against the dark. So this is how the light comes into the world. One child alone brings it. All of God's promises are kept in him, this child of light.
In love and obedience, Mary and Joseph offer back to God the promise he gave, this child, holy unto the Lord. And so it begins. Those who long for the Savior will find him. Like old Simeon, they will cry, "My eyes have seen your salvation." He is a light to reveal God to the nations. God does not forget our prayers.
Rejoice, rejoice greatly. Though we were once wrapped in darkness, the bright light of God's glory has risen on us. Shout and be glad. Welcome the Savior born for us this day. Worship him with loud praises and singing. Joyfully rise with all the nations and adore him, the everlasting light.
Arise, arise for your life.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us join our hearts in prayer. O Lord, you are coming to us, and we wait with eager anticipation. Our souls are standing on tiptoe, trying to peer over the horizon, where the morning star is about to rise upon us. We put our hope in your word, O Lord, that your word might take on flesh among us once again, to reveal your mercy and steadfast love. We wait, Eternal One, and we cry out to you on behalf of those who have waited too long, those who seek your healing,